I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Humanities Center presents the second speaker in its Vulnerable series. He's Craig Childs, author of Apocalyptic Planet, Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth. He's a regular contributor as well to NPR's Morning Edition. Barring any sudden natural disaster, he'll be speaking in Lillis Hall of the UO on Tuesday evening at 7:30. He joins us now in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, if there's anything we can take for granted, it's that the Earth and life itself are unstable and unpredictable. So how do you go about creating a field guide for an impossible-to-predict future?
Well, by going to unpredictable places. I traveled around the planet looking for landscapes that represent extremes that are very elemental places.
And some of those extremes are some that people might expect. I mean, when we think of extremes, we think of Antarctica and those kind of places. But Iowa. Why Iowa?
Oh, yeah. Iowa is... It came up because I was looking for a landscape that best represented a mass extinction. What does it look like to be inside of the heart of a mass extinction? And I looked around the world at different options, but finally zeroed in on industrial agriculture and especially GMO agriculture. And looking at Iowa, you're looking at a state that is now 90% agricultural. The 90% of the land is completely consumed in human endeavors. And that's basically what a mass extinction looks like, where you've taken a diverse population there that used to be tall grass prairie, and you've turned it into a monoculture. So that's the analog for a world in which biodiversity is replaced by singularity, by just a handful of species. I went there to get a sense of what it really feels like, I put on a backpack with a friend and marched across GMO fields for 3 days and camped out in the fields looking for anything else alive and found very, very little.
How does that compare with the other experiences you had in the other extreme places of the Earth?
Well, this was the worst. Iowa was by far the most difficult experience. Just the dew point temperature was 129 degrees, and I didn't even know that was possible. Just it was so humid and you're just pushing through corn, so it was the most physically challenging even compared to the Greenland ice sheet or the Atacama Desert in South America.
Every ending is also a beginning in another sense. So if we're on an Earth that's always ending, we must be on an Earth that's always beginning as well. Correct?
Yeah, you can't really tell the difference between an ending and a beginning. That we talk about an ending as if it's some point in the future when it's actually something that's going on all the time. And as it's ending, it's creating a new equilibrium, a new balance for a new world to settle into being. And so as I'm looking through catastrophic moments in Earth's history, I'm also finding those catastrophic moments are propelling evolution. They are why the world is as it is now.
So what beginnings do you see in this time of great tumultuous change on the Earth?
When you get this kind of instability on the planet, when you have climate systems speeding up like they are now, they could go in opposite directions. It's hard to tell what's going to come out of
this. So who do we need to be? What do we need to do as humans who need to adapt and be humble in face of all
this? We need to be
flexible. Mm-hmm.
And I believe also maintaining places that hold on to what we have now, maintaining landscapes, ecosystems that as soon as we hit the next equilibrium, whenever that is, if that's 10 years from now, a century, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, there is at least a series of seed banks from this time, from right now. And that's redwood ecosystems and Great Lakes shoreline ecosystems and sand hills and prairies. You have to have source material for the next world to start.
It is interesting when you look at the study of apocalyptic visions over the years that they truly aren't visions of endings as much as they are of transitions to a new beginning that is foreseen. It's not the end times.
Yeah, more so it is just a process of movement into the next phase. It's just that change on a global scale is dangerous and difficult. And those changes, I mean, nobody, how many people out there are ready to have their lives changed dramatically? There will be people who are unhappy about it, who will lose a lot. So the change is never an easy thing on a large scale.
What do you want people to gain from either your book or your lecture tomorrow night? What perspectives do you want to give us?
I want us not to panic. Don't run and scream. Just assess the situation and figure out how to move forward. Figure out the best things to do from here. And we all have different ways of affecting the future. Figure out what you're good at to basically hold on to the world as it is, to hold on to this moment on Earth where, you know, we're just in this beautiful time of moisture and warmth, and it's not too hot, it's not too cold. How do you hold this Earth as it is now?
Well, thank you for taking us on part of that little ride here.
Certainly. I'm happy to do it.
Craig Childs, author of Apocalyptic Planet, Field Guide to the Ever-Ending Earth. He's the Oregon Humanities Center's 2013-2014 Robert D. Clark Lecturer and the second speaker in OHC's Vulnerable Series. He'll talk on Tuesday evening, January 28th at 7:30 p.m. in Lillis Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. It's free and open to the public, and a book signing will follow. The talk will also be live web streamed at ohc.uoregon.edu, where you can find out more about the event. For more on Craig Childs, visit houseofrain.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.